This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In the workplace, you generally don't have a First Amendment right to whip out your video camera to document the indignities you face every day. Same as in school, that did not stop fourth grader Zachary Maxwell. No one would believe him about the cafeteria food at his public school in New York City, so all sneaky. Zachary shot video of his cafeteria experience, where he found the fancy online menus often diverged from the lunch tray reality. His film is called Yuck, and it was just shown at the Manhattan Film Festival wrapping up this weekend. Zachary, who's now completed fifth grade and going off to middle school in the fall, joins us. Hi, Zachary.
Hi.
So why did you make this film? What prompted you to do this, my friend?
Well, it all started out as a disagreement between me and my parents, where I wanted to bring my own lunch when my parents wanted me to eat the school lunch, because they showed me the menu and I told them that's not what I was getting served. And of course, they didn't believe me. So,
well, in your film, you can see the menu. It looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, but I brought a flip camera to the lunchroom, and I recorded the school lunch. And when I brought back the footage, they were, like, so surprised. They were like, oh, my God.
Well, here's an example, for instance.
Golden crispy cheese sticks with marinara sauce and fresh braised collards.
Okay, so golden crispy cheese sticks with marinara sauce and fresh braised collard greens. And then in the film, you see what you actually got that day. What'd you get?
Nothing but cheese sticks.
It's like a styrofoam tray with like five or six cheese sticks and then three portion control packets of ketchup in the lower right, right?
Yeah.
So, Zachary, did you ever get caught while you were filming?
Yeah. The lunch monitors, they told me to go to my classroom teacher. They told me to delete everything, but I just fiddled with my thumbs, not really doing anything.
You didn't quite delete the footage off of the memory card?
Yeah. But what they didn't know was that I was already 6 months into the project.
I see. Now, you know this, Zachary, right? The school district says that they offered you all of the food, but you just didn't take everything every day. What's your view of this?
Well, I mean, every day I took everything that they gave me, unless you can only choose one, like an apple or a banana. I took everything that I could, everything that they were serving me, and I just wanted to make a really good movie. I don't really want to pick a fight with the DOE, so.
With the Department of Education in
yeah.
New York. Now, what are you working on now?
Well, my next project is going to be a first-person documentary about adolescence, puberty, and what middle school girls think of guys with braces.
But why? Why? But, you're not wearing braces now. You think you might have to get some?
Yeah, buck tooth.
Oh, I don't know. I think your teeth look fine to me, but okay.
In the meantime, well, I actually started my own production company called Maxwell Project. I'm going to look for clients who want me to make small little movies for them.
Oh, so you're going into this business now, Zachary?
A little.
A little. Actually, it sounds quite significantly. Zachary Maxwell is writer and director of Yuck, a fourth grader's short documentary about school lunch. Zachary, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you want to see the trailer for Zachary's film, you can go to marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.